Hey guys, Michael here. Welcome into another video in the Fight Camp series. We're talking about your mind, and in particular, in this video, I want to talk about who is in your corner. I'll tell you, down here when I look at Palm Beach Boxing and some of the stuff they got going on, one of the things they do is they talk about the importance of having the right corner man, someone that can come alongside you in the fight to come alongside and help you and talk to you about things maybe that you're not seeing that the enemy and the opponent is doing. Maybe icing up your face if you got hit or putting some more Vaseline on so the glove goes off quickly. How does that apply to you in life? Well, I got to tell you, we all have people in our lives that speak into our minds. Those are people in your corner. You know, the book of Proverbs talks about wisdom, and when you attain unto wise counsel, you become even wiser. I love what Todd used to say, Pastor Todd, when he said, when you listen to the right voices, you make the right choices. Here's my question for you in life. My question is, are you listening to the Word of God? Are you listening to people in your life that are being led by the Word of God? Are you in a place where you're constantly defriending and adding friends that are actually adding value to your life? Who's in your corner really matters. I heard it said once before, there's people in life that have gone a lot farther in life than they thought they could because someone else thought they could. It's really the idea of mindset and the encouragement that you get. And that can be tough sometimes because in life we have people speaking things into our mind that maybe are not in the best interest of us. Maybe it's for selfish gain for them. Maybe they just want to be around and kind of glean from you. Maybe they're takers instead of givers. It's so important in life to be in a place where we're constantly evaluating who is in our corner. Now, the neat thing about being a believer, those of us that have accepted Christ as our Savior and now operating through the lens and the power of the Holy Spirit, is we have the ability through prayer to tap into God's wisdom and His Holy Spirit. It's something that we need to be thinking about in life, asking for wisdom, asking for guidance, asking for knowledge along this journey of life, asking, should we go here? Should we go there? Close doors for opportunities that you don't want us to go down, and open doors for places that you do want us to go down. This is a fundamental thing that believers, Christians, need to really grow in. If you're in a place where you're not a believer and you're watching this or listening to this and you're saying, Mike, what are you talking about? I'm talking about having a personal relationship with the Creator of the universe, God, through His Son, Jesus Christ. It affords us the opportunity to have this helper, essentially, Jesus called it, that comes alongside us, called the Holy Spirit, as our corner man. And then other great people in this life as our corner men and women, helping guide us in life to make good decisions. Make sure that you don't just have yes men and yes women in your corner. In other words, all they're doing is they're drinking your Kool-Aid. Instead of saying, time out, this is something that you need to hear. I know you don't want to hear it. I know you may not like the advice. I may not like the wisdom, but it's something you need to hear. Get people in your life that are willing to check you. But make sure those are people that really have your best interest at heart. Just like when you're in the ring in a fight, you want somebody that's going to shoot you straight. You got a short season of time to take advantage of opportunities and weaknesses, and you need to get the right advice. We get one shot in this life. James says that this life is like a vapor, here today, gone tomorrow, the book of James in the Bible. So we got to be thinking about the reality that this life is short and we're going to be dead a lot longer than we're going to be alive, as Zig Ziglar once said. So we got to get it right now. Who is in your corner? Ask yourselves those questions, evaluate those people, and eliminate those that are negative or not leading you down the path that you know are for your benefit to really help you grow. Be blessed and make sure you utilize some of the tools that we have set up for you online. Talk to you guys soon.